Awake, and watch for souls, July 9. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. Never have I felt more deeply than now the necessity of keeping the way of the Lord, and of doing his will at all times. Now is the time to do thorough work for eternity. We must be humble and trustful. We must make use of every talent that God gives us. We have been blessed with great and precious light from the Word of God, and we should study how to make the best use of this light. Individually we are on test and trial. God is watching to see how we will use His great blessings. What can we say to arouse our people to use their entrusted talents to the honor and glory of God? The world's greatest need is consecrated effort for the conversion of souls. Thousands upon thousands are perishing without a knowledge of the truth. My soul is sometimes stirred to its very depths as I see the terrible picture. I would urge our people to seek to bring every thought into subjection to Christ, that all their powers may be employed in the work of saving souls. There should be no sleeping now. It is time for us to awake, and to watch for souls as they that must give account. Will our churches now arise, and awake to the situation? The representatives of Christ are to carry a burden for souls. Every nation and kindred and tongue and people is to hear the last message of mercy to the world. When our church members have a better understanding of Bible truth, they will arouse from their drowsy slumber and will be ready to devote their money to the cause of God, and to give themselves in earnest labor under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God's people are His agents, appointed to proclaim the truth in all parts of the world. Christ has taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven." This opens before us the height to which we are to attain by steady progress and continual advancement. As members of the Church of Christ, we are to do His will on earth. If all would do unto others as they would have others do unto them, we would see indications of a converted world. Upon this principle the Christian is to build. We are to ascend a ladder whose top reaches to heaven. Every church member is to engage in active service for the Master. "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" He asks. "Go work today in my vineyard. Work while it is day, for the night cometh, when no man can work. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord." Can we comprehend this? In Christ's stead we are to beseech men to become reconciled to God. Acknowledge Him as your Redeemer, and you will become one with Him, even as He is one with the Father.